This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne. Presidential candidate John Kerry says he would be able to significantly reduce the number of U.S. troops in Iraq, and he says he can do it by this time next year. The Democrat talked about his plans for Iraq and other issues during a wide-ranging interview with Morning Edition's Steve Inskeep.
The candidate was campaigning in Missouri yesterday, appealing to the few voters in this election who are undecided.
Come down here, most of you, or many of you, with minds made up, and not all of you. And I want to talk to Missouri. I want to talk to the show me state. And I want to show you.
Kerry was riding from speech to speech in this train, which is made up in part of antique rail cars. And between stops, Senator Kerry stepped into a wood-paneled dining car. He crowded into a booth with his running mate, Senator John Edwards. Edwards took the window seat. Kerry took the aisle. And they talked about campaigning during this week when security concerns dominated the news. Edwards listened as Kerry said he disapproves of the Bush administration's handling of the most recent threat.
The way you make us safe and win the war on terror is not by announcing these color-coded threats, but by bringing countries to our side and having the best intelligence operation in the world so that we can find the terrorists and take them out before they get us.
But would you have handled this threat of the last few days differently than it has been handled by the Bush administration?
Let me tell you what I would do that is different. I would have a real national director of intelligence. What the administration has done is talk out of one side of its mouth tough, and out of the other, basically gutted the position by giving him no budget authority. In fact, they've made the situation worse because they've created a new layer of intelligence coordination, which has no authority to really manage it properly.
Well, I just want to know a little detail. You criticized the code yellows, code oranges, and so forth. Would you do away with that system?
I would find a way to change, yes. I would change. I think you have to let Americans know of a legitimate threat. But I think that most Americans don't really know how to respond or what it means or what the difference between one color or another is.
Can I just add one thing to what John just said? I think anytime there's specific information of a specific threat that people can do something about, both of us would want the American people, of course, to know that. But it's just really a startling thing. We've talked about this. When we've been out campaigning, talking around the country, we often ask people, in fact, I just did it in Florida a couple of days ago, what would you do today different than you would have done on September 11th if a terrorist attack occurred in your city or in your area? Without fail, the answer is, I have no idea. Now, that's a leadership issue.
Senator Edwards, in your speech in St. Louis today, you praised Senator Kerry's war record. It was hard not to think of it outside the context of this ad that a Republican group, independent of the Bush campaign, has released today criticizing Senator Kerry's war record.
Well, John McCain, I think, has put that in its proper context. It's funded by a very close friend of the president's. It's right-wing politics, attack politics. In fact, John McCain said it is the same thing that they tried to do to him.
Did you know any of the men in these ads?
Yeah, I knew the commanding officers, but they weren't there. But they wrote glowing reports of me. Their own fitness reports of me are glowing. As some people have said, those are the finest reports I've ever read. This is politics, and I'm not going to let it bother me.
Moving on to another subject here, Iraq. You have said that you would try harder to bring in America's allies. But that said, if you look ahead a year, 2 years, if you win this election, how is the situation on the ground in Iraq going to be any different than it is now?
Well, it has to be different from the way it is now because it's not safe today. It's not working for Iraqis. I believe it is critical to our success to have a fresh start. This president regrettably rushed to war without a plan to win the peace. He pushed our allies aside. We've lost our credibility with the world. We need to restore that. And I think I can do that.
Well, this is what I'm wondering, though. In a year from now, since you do want to remain committed to Iraq, isn't it the case that there will still be many, many thousands of American troops there who are still fighting insurgents if the insurgents want to fight?
No, not necessarily at all, because I think our diplomacy can produce a very different ingredient on the ground. And if it can't produce a different ingredient on the ground, let me tell you something. That says something about what Iraqis want and what the people in the region want. I believe that within a year from now, we could significantly reduce American forces in Iraq. That's my plan.
within a year from right now?
I believe we can. Absolutely, we can reduce the numbers. You bet.
Can I just add to what John's saying? I mean, just create what he's describing creates an entirely new dynamic. I mean, these are not abstract concepts. He's really thought this through. For example, bringing in NATO and having a new president, a fresh start in dealing with our with the international community, can convert this from an American occupation to an international presence, helping the Iraqis provide for their own security. So a year from now, which is what you're asking about,
sure,
we could have a completely different dynamic than we have today in Iraq.
Let me give you an example. If I get other countries involved in the training of troops and we're training them more rapidly, the Iraqis themselves can take over a great deal more of their own security efforts. But you need stability to be able to do that. How do you achieve the stability? You need to have more people involved in the process. We have not seen this administration do the statesmanship, do the diplomacy necessary. And America is paying a very high price, both in terms of the lives of our young and the money that's coming out of the taxpayers' pockets. I will do a better job of building those alliances and getting our troops home. And I will do a much better job of reducing the burden on the National Guard and reserves and their families who are paying a very high price for the President's rush.
Regarding the effort to reduce the burden on the National Guard, you've promised that there will be an additional 40,000 U.S. troops. You've said you
active
want
duty.
Active duty.
Not in Iraq.
And you want to double the size of the Special Forces.
Yes, sir.
Given that it would take some time to build up those forces.
Yes, it will.
And given that you want to reduce the number of U.S. troops in Iraq rather quickly, within a few months after assuming office.
Well, they're two different. Those are two different situations.
The question is, I want to know, where are you intending for those troops to be used?
We have huge obligations around the world still. North Korea, we have in Europe, Bosnia, Kosovo. We're not even doing what we probably ought to be doing in Darfur, in Africa. This administration never responded fast enough to Liberia because of how overextended we are. So I believe that
reducing the burden on our reserves and our
correct.
Guard.
The way you do it is by getting those active duty in place over a period of time. Now, ultimately, I want to reduce the size. I want to reduce the deployments. And if we have the proper effort over the next few years, my vision with respect to North Korea and our presence in Europe, if a European Defense Force emerges, as they are talking of it, we can begin to really bring some of our troops home and reduce America's overall military burden. But for the moment, for this moment in time, we need these extra personnel.
Senators John Kerry and John Edwards, thanks very much.
Glad to be with you.
Thank you very much.
John Kerry and John Edwards spoke yesterday on a campaign train near Jefferson City, Missouri. NPR has invited President Bush to speak on this. Request is still pending.